Beautiful passage of Scripture, but one that we're just going to look at one primary point in this study. All right, Philippians chapter 3, we'll begin reading at verse 7. But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be lost in the view of the surpassing value of knowing Jesus Christ as my Lord. That sounds so good, doesn't it? Until it happens to you. And then you'll find out if you really believe that what he's saying here is true. Not every Christian has to lose all things, but there have been those through history. Job, starting off with the first study in the Bible, first book in the Bible, to show this. And this is Job's statement. See, what I hope I can show you in the book of Job and study Revelation, how universal all the things in Job are throughout all of the Word of God. This is exactly Job's thought in Job 42. He lost everything, but what he gained was so far surpassing. And it wasn't with the Messiah, Jesus Christ, at that point, because Christ had not come. But his relationship with God, everything was stripped. We have a universal concept with Job that's right here in Philippians. I lost everything, I count it gain, because I have moved to a level of understanding God and understanding Christ. I have lost friends. I have lost all my possessions, Job. I have lost everything. And except a wife that would tell me to curse God, I lost all of that. And then in chapter 42, but gain. I'll do it again to understand what I understand now. So it's a universal thing is what I want you to see. Verse 8. More than all of that loss, I count all things to be lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, the intimate relationship, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things. In verse 7, I lost all things that I know. Verse 8. I consider it value to know him, what I have gained in the suffering of the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ. Not talking about salvation. He's talking about as a believer in a relationship with Christ. Now, verse 9 is our verse. I just wanted to read 7 and 8 because I love them. Verse 9 continues the sentence. And may be found in him, that I have gained Christ, and may be found to be in him. Now look what he says. Not having a righteousness of my own derived from law. Now what Paul is saying is, I did not receive my righteousness by doing law. I did not receive it by doing. Paul knows there is no way he can be righteous on his own, by works, by obedience, by the law. And you'd be surprised how many Christians think there is and who some of these Christians are. But Paul is aware of the fact. But that, and he says but that in verse 9, continuing verse 9 now, he says, but that. Now he's talking about righteousness, but that righteousness, which is, and here you have it, people, in as clear English as you're going to get it, but that righteousness which is through faith in Christ. Now this is salvation won, faith righteous won. This is how he received the righteousness. That righteousness which is through faith in Christ. Here is how we receive faith, righteousness. How do we receive righteousness? As an unbeliever, it's going to set the gospel model. Here we go back to our gospel model. And if we can learn it and understand the deliverances and the righteousness, how do we receive righteousness here? How do we receive a perfect righteousness as an unbeliever? Paul says, by faith, not by doing. Not by any kind of doing, not by keeping the law, not by anything that I do, but by faith. But that righteousness which is through faith in Christ. And to make sure you don't